in delivering and improving care, we need to understand what we value, what we share in those values, what our common goals are, and to agree on how we achieve that. And then also, I think through collaboration, it creates that joint ownership and accountability. Personally, I really do think that's what makes things stick. When we're talking about improving the healthcare system at a macro level, you need that genuine collaboration because there's no one group that can hold it all. You need the experts on policy, you need the experts on operations, you need the experts, the clinical experts, and as well as the decision makers to come together. And at a macro is critical, I would say.
Welcome to QualityCast North, a podcast dedicated to showcasing healthcare quality improvement across northern British Columbia. Casting today from the traditional territories of the Kleklaytane and Tsintiaan First Nations are your hosts.
I'm Cher Chewy.
And I'm Lee Cameron.
You're listening to QualityCast North. When the goal is to improve the quality of healthcare provided at the macro system level, how does an elective government engage its physicians when they act as independent contractors in that system? And at the same time, how does that body of physicians ensure their collective voice on how to improve the system is heard by central government? To talk about British Columbia's solution to these questions is today's guest, Cindy Miles, Vice President of the Specialist Services Committee, an organization which not only adopts a collaborative approach to improving healthcare, but also supports this podcast. Welcome, Cindy. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
As with all our guests, we always like to start off with maybe a little bit of background about our guests. And I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about that background and maybe your career journey. How did you end up in your role with the Specialist Services Committee?
Sure. That's a great question to start off the podcast. And I'm happy to say, actually, originally when I was younger, I wanted to go to medical school. And that was my goal for many, many years and my North Star. And so not surprisingly, I chose a science major in my undergrad. It was microbiology and immunology. But in case I didn't get into med school, I needed a backup plan. I knew in my undergrad I didn't want to work in a lab, but I was really drawn to health policy. And so I did study, I did a master's in international health policy at the London School of Economics. And that was the start of my journey to get a taste of health policy and what that entails. And so I started my career. My entire career actually has been at Doctors BC. And when I joined, it was called the BC Medical Association. Mm-hmm. And I spent a good half of my career in the policy department where I helped the association develop policy papers and policy statements. I worked with multiple physician-led committees to help ensure that physician voice was in the development of policies that represent the profession in BC. And then along my career, I wanted to get my feet a little more wet. And so I transitioned to a different department within DARS BC, where it was a little more external facing. And I was supporting doctors more with their practice issues and their working with WorkSafe BC. And that's actually where I started to get involved a little more with SSC by helping to start the SSC's Facility Engagement Initiative. And that was, it's more than 10 years ago, but that initiative was a little baby of mine, along with others in the organization. And I led that for about 10 years up until probably 2024. And that's when I transitioned into my current role now in supporting SSC. So my career path has been fairly linear, I would say. And I have been a very loyal employee to Doctors BC and the BCMA, as you can tell, and very vested in the work that we do in supporting physicians.
Now, you mentioned the SSC, and as some of our listeners may not actually be familiar with who the SSC is or what it is, so I wonder if you can just dial back a little bit and just tell us, what is the Specialist Services Committee and how did it come about?
Yes, I'm happy to. The Specialist Services Committee is one of four joint collaborative committees, which is a unique partnership between DARS BC and the BC government to improve the healthcare system together. The JCCs, which is the acronym for these committees, they started in the early 2000s during a very difficult time between physicians and the province. And there was recognition on both sides that a different approach was needed to help solve problems together because they weren't achieving the results through escalation and fighting. And so that was the genesis really of taking a different approach and the birth of the JCCs. And the JCCs brings the doctors, government, health authorities, patients and families, health professionals to make a positive difference in healthcare system to improve patient care and provider well-being. They are funded through the Physician Master Agreement, which is negotiated between Doctors BC and the province. That funding structure reflects that concrete nature of this joint commitment to physician leadership in BC and supporting physician-led change. The JCCs are very unique. There's nothing like this in Canada. We're very privileged to have this structure in BC, where we have a collaborative model to help bring system change by bringing the right partners at the table. So really, a lot of our work is grounded in the principles of meaningful collaboration and engagement, quality improvement, and system transformation. And it's framed by the IHI's quintuple aim. That's our framework for making the changes and the improvements in the system. So this is why we have to really think about what we do and support. How does that move the needle for provider experience, for patient experience? How does it reduce system costs, and how does it advance health equity? So Special Services Committee is one of four JCCs, Joint Collaborative Committees, and there's a Family Practice Services Committee, which works to strengthen full service family practice and patient care. So they have their own mandate as described in the Physician Master Agreement. There's the Joint Standing Committee on Rural Issues, which works to improve the availability and stability of physician services in rural and remote areas. There's the Shared Care Committee, which supports family and specialist physicians to improve the coordination of care. And there's the Special Services Committee, which works to improve access to quality, patient-centered, and culturally safe specialty care. This is our North Star at SSC. It's really tied to our mandate as described in our PMA, which speaks about improving the specialist care system through collaboration between physicians, government, and health authorities. And improving access for patients to specialty care is also language that's used in the PMA to describe our mandate. So SSC, in advancing our North Star, we do it through three pillars, three areas of focus. One is we work to enhance specialist practice in work environments. And some examples of that, it can be to help reduce administrative burdens for specialists so that they have more bandwidth to provide care to their patients and to alleviate some of the burdens of business and running a business or running their practice. We also provide supports to physicians to enhance their joy in work and their engagement. That helps with retention, with recruitment. We also are supporting the testing and the evolution of team care in specialist private offices, and to help specialists to be more efficient and effective in their workflows by empowering them, giving them resources to make incremental changes in their practices, so that they have some ownership and some influence to make these small-scale changes in their practice. Our other area of focus is also enabling specialists to be change leaders in the health system. And we can do this by developing physician leaders in the system, by providing them training to be leaders to help develop their QI capability and capacity, and creating opportunities for physicians to lead formally and informally in the system. And our third focus is support physician-led innovation. I spoke a little bit about that when I was talking about the other pillar. And that translates to providing funding and resources to physicians to lead improvement projects that can help improve processes, workflows, that can help address that pebble in their shoe that they see in their facility or in their community practice. And if proven successful, we also support the scale of proven work as well, from site to site across regions. So we're very multifaceted at SSC. We have a lot of breadth and depth in our work because we know that to move that needle, improving specialist care, especially around access, it takes a lot of different approaches. And we try to do as best as we can in providing that depth and breadth to our stakeholders.
So SSC does a lot, doesn't it? It's busy. It's busy. And it sounds like we are actually quite privileged here in BC to have this arrangement of the joint collaborative committees.
Yeah, we are so privileged, and just kind of thinks of your analogy, like the True North Star, right? Right. So what are the strengths of this collaborative approach, and how can this translate into improving the healthcare system on that macro level?
I completely agree with you that we are very privileged to have this collaborative structure, and it's critical, I would say, to help us make the transformative changes we need to make in the system on a macro level, because the delivery of healthcare truly is a team sport. So it makes perfect sense that in order to improve and transform the healthcare system, it would also be a team sport. And the secret sauce for making these changes that are sustainable is collaboration. I would say that the counter to that, taking, say, a top-down command and control approach wouldn't work. It may move things, get things done a little more quickly, but I think that it would not be able to help us achieve that long-term success that really is needed right now in healthcare. It's those sustainable changes, because things aren't going to happen overnight. It is many of the challenges in our healthcare system are pretty wicked and complex. So I would say there's a lot of strengths in the collaborative approach. It isn't easy to do right, and it isn't necessarily a speedy process. But I think where its strengths are is that it creates space and time to build that shared understanding with each other, because there's so many different people involved in delivering and improving care. We need to understand what we value, what we share in those values, what our common goals are and our interests, and to agree on how we achieve that. And then also, I think through collaboration, it creates that joint ownership and accountability. Personally, I really do think that's what makes things stick. And I think when we're talking about improving the healthcare system at a macro level, you need that genuine collaboration, because there's no one group that can hold it all. You need the experts on policy, you need the experts on operations, you need the experts, the clinical experts, and as well as the decision makers to come together. And at a macro level is critical, I would say. So I think that if you want to go fast, you'll walk alone. But if you want to go far, you have to walk together. And so that's a proverb that I believe in. Like I do say, it's not easy to do collaboration to do it right, but it's worth it. Because at the end of the day, we all have a shared goal. It's to improve the healthcare system. It's about how we do it. If we go slow, we will go fast, is what I believe in.
That is the essence of collaboration. And you're right. That proverb is actually true. If you want to go further, then you go together. You may not be the fastest, but it will go further for sure. Now, how do the joint collaborative committees, such as the SSC, decide on its priorities and the types of improvement work that it chooses to support?
Yeah, that's a great question. You mentioned that SSE does a lot. It's true. So how do we prioritize? I would say to provide some context, many of our programs, we value that grassroots approach. And to implement the programs and to implement the projects that we support, it requires that engagement from the front line, from our health authority partners, from other partners as well. It isn't necessarily the committee that does the work. It's really everybody else. We provide the resources or create that environment to help the doctors and their clinicians, their team players, their administrative partners to figure out what are the local priorities, the pebbles in their shoe that they could really benefit SSE's resources to help co-develop a solution, test a solution, improve engagement, improve relationships. Something that gives them a little bit more nimbleness to address those issues. I would say some of the prioritization comes at a local and regional level, and we really do strive to have the doctors and the administrators, health authority and the ministry, to identify what's a common, what are those common priorities, because you need the right hand and the left hand to work together to implement some of this work. Some of the problems can be fixed just by the doctors themselves. Much of the system problems requires some joint work. So there's that bottom-up approach in prioritization. There's also a provincial approach as well on prioritization. SSC, we receive direction, we report along with the other joint collaborative committees to the Physician Services Committee. We love committees, I would say, in DC. And the Physician Services Committee is also creation of the Physician Master Agreement, that negotiated funding agreement between Doctors BC and government. So that's the oversight committee for the joint collaborative committees, and they give direction and feedback to all the JCCs on what to focus on. And so SSC, we also have to follow that and take that in consideration. So just to give you an example, the Physician Services Committee has for a number of years highlighted system priorities that they would like the JCCs to focus on as part of their work. And some examples in this fiscal is emergency department stabilization, cancer care, mental health and substance use care, seniors care, surgical care, and maternity and reproductive care. We do want to tie this work also on how does it advance SSC's North Star, which is improving access to quality specialty care. So there's a lot of things we're trying to thread through this needle. And I know that going forward, SSC, that there's an interest to focus and prioritize even more concretely. I just keeping in mind that many people who are doing this work, including folks that are on these attending these meetings and on the committee, our bandwidth and our capacity is very, very stretched. And that is just a reflection of the times right now. And so the need to prioritize it and really be smart about it is important, because if we do too much, we won't be able to do anything well. But if we focus and really focus on on fewer things, we'll likely do a better job.
Thank you for that. And it's good to see that balance of overall direction being set by large priorities, but also encouraging that at ground level ownership from physicians in the projects and what they choose to improve. And you mentioned this a little just now, but it is a challenging time in for the healthcare system. Why is it more important than ever for physicians to get, I mean, we're all stretched, right? But why is it important for the physicians to engage now in this improving work, in improving healthcare and delivery collaboratively?
Yeah, that's a great question. As we all know, the system is extremely challenged right now. There's more complex needs to be served. There's a growing and aging population, coupled with challenges with health human resources, budgets, and it creates a perfect storm. We're seeing the negative impact for patients to access timely and appropriate care, and it creates distress for providers. So I want to go back to the uniqueness of the joint collaborative committee structures, where it does bring the doctors to a table that also includes ministry and health authority partners. And that physician voice and having that engagement with Ministry of Health and the health authorities is so needed right now, because everyone has skin in the game and such vested interests to solve these problems together. As I mentioned before, no one group holds all the answers, all the knowledge. And given during these extremely challenging times, the JCCs creates an opportunity to be creative, to take risks that may not be possible right now, given the budget challenges in the healthcare system. So I think the JCC structures is a mechanism to think outside of the box. And I think that by having the real world experience that operational and clinical clinicians have on the ground, along with policymakers in government, that's going to help us, I think, see things from different perspectives that we're not perhaps seeing now. And I think that it takes time to bring people together. And if we already have a structure that has people together, we should utilize that. Because as I mentioned before, people are pretty maxed out right now. And I think that sometimes there's a perception that doing collaboration is slower. Finding the right people, creating more meetings. That takes time. Like, and who has time for that? But what I want to say is that we already have structures now. We should just use them, right? And leverage that as much as we can. And I think that, and I go back to why do the JCCs exist? We exist to help transform the system. And I think that we need that right now to address the challenges in the system. We have this lever, and we should maximize that as much as we can. So the more that we can understand, I would say, to help the doctors understand like how they can contribute to these discussions is to invite the ministry to share what's keeping you up at night. Tell us what your key priorities are, your core issues. What's that question or need that you would like to fix? The more we know, I think, the better we can be constructive in our collaboration. And I think the closer we can get on what that common ground is. So I think we're unique, we're privileged, and we have this partnership, and that commitment is so highly valued by physicians and everybody else that I feel like JCCs can absolutely step up to address this challenge, and they'd be more than capable in doing so.
Thank you for those insights. That's absolutely brilliant. You're right. I mean, because we're in such a difficult time at the moment, that's even more important for physicians to join in this collaborative approach right now. So thank you for that.
Back to that North Star again, looping around. I love it. So, you've been working with the SSC for some time now, and we're pretty sure you've experienced the ups and downs of trying to improve healthcare systems and structures. We know this often feels like hard, uphill work, but what keeps you motivated, and what do you find rewarding from doing this work?
It's not easy, I think, working in healthcare. In my role, I'm almost like healthcare adjacent, but I would say that what keeps me motivated is the people I work with and the work that we do. There's a reason why people are attracted in doing this work. They're committed and they're really passionate about making a difference. And that helps me keep motivated because I can help with that. My team can help with that. Supporting them, creating that environment, bringing the right people together to help others make that difference in the healthcare system. It's so important. I think that I've been working at Dartmouth BC for so long, and I've worked with many physicians. I really believe that the physicians are so important providing care, but they are also leaders in the system. Their knowledge, their skill set is so valuable to inform policy decisions and what we need to do to fix the system at a meso and a macro level. And I think sometimes to see the doctors who realize, like, hey, I actually have a voice. I can make a difference other than, providing care patient to patient, it's very rewarding. And then when they meet and work with other doctors who are like-minded, and then connecting and then also working with health authority and ministry, it's like magic. And I think that that keeps me motivated. I go back to the work that we do through the joint collaborative committees. It's very special work. It's almost like gold dust in the system. And we get to do things that I think is very special during these very difficult times. And it's very inspiring, some of the work that comes through the JCCs. So it gives us hope, right, that we can get out of this. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Let's not lose sight. And it's infectious. I think that those that are involved in this work, they're re-engaged in being a clinician again. It's giving them joy. It's giving them agency again. And it's lovely to see. So as a staff person supporting, that keeps me going.
Thank you for that. That's really, really good to hear. Thank you for sharing that with us. And you're right. In my experience in quality improvement, when things go well, it does feel like magic, and it's thoroughly rewarding to be part of that. So, thank you for sharing that. And that actually brings us towards the end of our interview today. So, thank you for coming on the show today and talking about this such important work done by the Joint Collaborative Committees and the SSC. And as with all our guests, we'll be sending you one of our exclusive Quality Cast North coffee mugs shortly as a token of thanks. So thank you, Cindy. You've been listening to Cindy Miles, Vice President of the Specialist Services Committee. To find out more about the SSC and its sister collaborative committees, check out the links in the episode show notes. But until next time, it's goodbye from our guest Cindy Miles and your hosts. I'm Cher Chewy.
And I'm Lee Cameron.
If you enjoyed today's episode, check out our other episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts, and subscribe to our channel. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question for us about healthcare quality improvement, email us at qualitycons@northernhealth.ca, and your question could feature on a future episode. QualityCast North is sponsored by the Physician Quality Improvement Initiative, or PQI. PQI is a flagship program of the Specialist Services Committee, a collaboration between the Provincial Ministry of Health and the Doctors of BC, with representation for the provincial health authorities. This episode was co-produced by Dr. Cher Chewy and Lee Cameron, with technical support from Levi Giles and Matt Walker of Expression North. Original music by Daniel Chewy. Further information about today's guest is available in our show notes on our website at nhpqi.ca.